This is Out and About on WCBU Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Corden with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Joining me today in the studio is David Commande, Artistic Director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra. The orchestra kicks off their 11th season next Saturday, September 21st, with a program entitled Brahms and Brooke. David, welcome back to Out and About.
Thanks, Jen. Great to be with you.
So I'm so excited about this program. Now, it's featuring Brahms Symphony No. 2, and I understand that you have a personal story attached to this symphony.
Well, Brahms has always meant so much to me, just also from early days as a cellist. I fell in love with Brahms, playing his first sonata at a pretty early age. And the anecdote as far as the Second Symphony is concerned, in at Tanglewood, where I was a cellist in my college student days, I had the opportunity to perform this work with Leonard Bernstein conducting it. And that was quite an experience. And I was on the spot as principal cello. And in this particular symphony, the second movement opens with an extended cello section solo, which is so profound and so unique, I find, in its soulfulness and its melodic structure, which sounds dry, but just the way it sings this line, which is just endless. This is one of those Brahms melodies that seems to go on forever. And for me, encountering Bernstein like that, of course, I'd been aware from him since before I could ever play anything at the Young People's Concert, but making this music for him literally 3 feet away from me, sitting in the front of the cello section, was quite an experience. This was something else. And it's hard to express what magic happens with certain musicians and certain conductors. Because some would say, well, what did he do or how was he? And I can't think of anything particular to point to except that this feeling that you were in the middle of the music and compelled to sing it in a way that was different from any other kind of experience. And that's, you can call it charisma, you can talk about intensity. Those are the things that everyone senses, but it's very difficult to define. Nonetheless, I had the experience, and I always remember that every time I reapproach this symphony.
Well, and not only as a cellist, but now in the conductor shoes. So you said before you were performing that cello line as part of the cello section, principal cellist for Leonard Bernstein, who's conducting. But now you're the conductor. How did he inspire you as a conductor?
Well, I think I was inspired not to specifically imitate him, but inspired to look for the depth of connection to the music that he clearly had. And the simplicity of means. Bernstein is famous for jumping, and it's true, you know, for the histrionics and so forth. But even in a rehearsal, there was something that was going on there that was very direct. And you're inspired by it. So over the years of conducting, I continue to aspire to simplify what I do and develop the intensity at the same time.
You've also brought along an incredible violinist for this show. Tell us about Stefan.
Stefan Milenkovic is one of those wondrous musicians who's, by the way, not so far away, although he brings an international flavor. He is constantly traveling. He's on the faculty at University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign, but he is around the world. And long before he went there, he was a globetrotter. His 1,000th performance came at the age of 16. And at the age of 10, he was performing in the White House for Ronald Reagan. So he had something very special from an early age. Now, he visited the HFO earlier in our history of the HFO, came and played a gorgeous Mozart concerto with the orchestra. And when I approached him about returning, we talked about ideas that would fit with the Brahms. And when he said, well, the Bruch, you know, he it's in my realm this season, and it would be wonderful. And I said, you got it, because it is one of the world's favorite violin concertos with such good reason. It is so romantic, it is so intense, it is so spectacular to listen to and enjoy and perform and conduct. So why not?
And if you can briefly tell us in a few words, why Brahms and Bruch together on the same program?
Well, there are musical resonances that work well, and there's also, interestingly, kind of historical resonances. Brahms was good friends with Joseph Joachim, who was one of the greatest violin virtuosos of the century, and for whom Brahms wrote his violin concerto. And Bruch collaborated with Joachim as well in finishing this particular violin concerto. So that concerto premiered in 1867. The Second Symphony, by the way, just a decade later. And the fun thing about Brahms' Second Symphony is that, having spent a full 21 years working on Brahms' First Symphony, Brahms took a few months to create the Second Symphony. So the first came out in 76, and 1 year later, just a few months later, there it was, the Second Symphony. And it's one of the most joyous symphonies of all of Brahms' symphony. It's just pure joy, sunshine, beauty.
I've been talking with David Commande, Artistic Director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra, about their concert Brahms and Bruch, which will kick off the orchestra's 11th season. The concert will take place Saturday, September 21st at Five Points, Washington, and will feature internationally acclaimed violinist Stefan Milenkovic. For more information, visit heartlandfestivalorchestra.org. David, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
And an exhibition featuring the work of artist Joe Hamilton is on display in Heuser Art Gallery at Bradley University, now through September 27th. Hamilton's crocheted portraits are a fascinating combination of traditional technique with contemporary subject matter. The gallery is located at 1400 West Bradley Avenue. Gallery hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Out and About is a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.